I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The United States Tennis Association asked its media partners not to show any booing of President Donald Trump as he attended the men's final of the U.S. Open. Does Donald Trump now have that much influence over the USTA, or was the association trying to protect the players from distraction in that much-anticipated final? Well, let's go through it. For all the things that this year's Open will be remembered for, and it was a great tournament with memorable matches and great attendance, maybe the most striking will be the governing body telling ABC not to show any form of dissent, booing, or other shows of criticism toward the president. The question is whether this is censorship. According to internal memos, the intent was to not distract the players in their attempt to win a very important major. Now, this is the same tournament that happily televised a climate protester gluing himself to a seat for nearly an hour 2 years ago. It shrugs off the yelling in between and into points. The Open has been a bastion of chaos anyway, and progress as well. Equal pay for women and men, celebrating LGBTQ plus athletes from Billie Jean King and Martina Navratilova all the way to Open Pride nights. It's a bastion of disruption. Now, here's where things become a little murky. As the national anthem was sung, there was a quick shot of the president. At home, we could clearly hear boos. That in itself is disrespectful in a number of different ways, but also the USTA failed in its attempt to stifle it. Booing while the national anthem number one is being sung, well, take a step back. Didn't the USTA think things through? Even if ABC muted the crowd noise, that booing would surely bleed through into the microphone of the performer. If it happened while the players were engaged, even if the network muted the crowd noise, it would have been a distraction to the players, who definitely would have heard it on the court. Wouldn't that defeat what the USTA was trying to accomplish? And we still don't know how much muting ABC actually did or whether they just ignored the directive. The only two ways to avoid disruption was, number one, not show him on the screen. Number two, ask him not to come. By the way, all the security precautions delayed the match by almost an hour anyway. But is there an even darker side to this? Do we know whether the Trump administration asked for the muting of booing? If so, they didn't think it through very well either. Did the USTA come up with the idea itself? You talk about cancel culture and censorship. Is this that? How far should a president, any president, be able to go to order that dissent against him or her isn't heard? Isn't that what happens in authoritarian states? Is this just a blip in judgment, or is it something more dark, or was it the right decision for the USTA to make? What makes sense?